And also I'll talk about Steinstein's dilation theorem for that. Before you come to complete positive, we should talk about positive linear mappings first. So basically, every sheaf algebra is order structure. So the AB is sheaf algebra. That's Hermitian power of A. So that's a real space, real space here. Then we got A plus. Element of A star A, this one. And this turned out to be the same as the A square. The square of Hermitian element. Also the same as you not as definition, but just structure here that you can take the square root as the A there. So linear map between two sheaf algebras. It's positive linear mapping. Then phi send the positive cone into the positive cone. That's not tricky thing is that because the linear structure may not go along well with the positive cone structure. But still, that become one important thing to preserve the order structure. So one theorem I mentioned. Busso and Dai said that for the case that suppose phi is a linear map between two sheaf algebras and phi preserve the identity. And phi is positive if only phi is contracted. Actually, phi must be norm 1. Preserve the norm there. The norm becomes contracted. So here means that phi A is more than norm A. For all A in the algebra. So the contracted is good from Banach space sense. And positive is good for all the structure. So we join those two structures together, related to each other. So this means that from Banach space point of view, positive map very good. We need a normalization, of course. We can divide by two. We won't be contracted, but it still be positive. So from sheaf algebra point of view, with the unital preserving thing. So in some, in the beginning of theory of sheaf algebra, people think about contracting map or positive mapping is a natural candidate. It's natural morphism for this algebra. Or contracted linear mappings. For natural morphisms. Or you want the unital preserving with the condition. For natural morphisms. In the category of six algebras. In the category of unital six algebras. Because contracting matches the same as positive mapping, so very natural way we come out this to be natural. This works for the computation six algebra before we come to classical result. They all have already lost the result about contracting linear mapping and so on. But it won't work for six algebra. People when they come very quickly, they realize that there are no structure theory even for 3x3 matrix. For positive linear mappings. Went from 3x3 to 3x3. We cannot describe it completely. We know some example, but we cannot find out all of them. Or to check them, you check by definition. Every positive definition is a positive definite. There are infinitely many. There's no finite process. Even to check a linear mapping is positive. Okay, that means that really quickly we have many applications in order structure, but you cannot carry out. Because you need non-commutative thing, unless you are on commutative cell. No hope for application. For real application, they already in early time that people realize that in circuit theory, all kinds of things, you need all the structure. They want to know what kind of linear mapping can do it. They know some good mapping are very good, but then they know there are still many, many mapping cannot write it down. No way to, okay? So this means that we still want to do positive mapping, but we want to put more structure there so that we can describe all of that satisfy certain conditions. Just as this way, as Banach space cell contracting mapping, or as the positive mapping, we cannot describe that except by definition. Okay, so we do have theory like that, so good, but there's no global structure theory showing the structure or general positive mapping other than by definition. So next we come to matrix order structure, we put the matrix over this algebra and get something more. Or in the same terminology, you can use the tensor product. For the data. We identify n by n over a as the n tensor a. So tensor has just notation. For the convenient, just n by m over a. So that's a six algebra. So immediately come to the one lemma is that The Hermitian power of this one is the same as the tensor bundle of Hermitian power. So what I mean is that they are just in the form of the you can add it up together. Actual view or doesn't matter, integer or doesn't matter. You can assort in there. You can write everything just in those four. So start any Hermitian element there, or anything as a tensor factor, I pass the star of it. That's Hermitian. And this I want to write down as Hermitian tensor Hermitian. The CB may not be Hermitian. I can write down as Hermitian. But this come out to be the two times, yeah, actually, C V there, so I need one half of it. Yeah, the cross term cancel out, so the remaining term just extended that thing. Of course, this means that it's true for real, it's not true for real algebra. Okay, you try to work on real algebra, you can never get this kind of argument. But complex algebra, it turned out that Hermitian map do get the same as the real space. In general, I have a combinational term, so you can add up together to make a Hermitian. Sitting it together, so we come to if I reach some part, I can put a cone there. So one cone is that this one. But the Kanda power of Hermitian is not true. Actually, here it is just the same as the C element of the sum of the C B plus the B J. The final sum of those four. And never come to B. AJ tensor. Yeah. So one natural subset there is defined like that. You take the sum of the tensor factor with positive element, tensor positive element. Okay, but on the other hand, I have always that's M by N over A. assist algebra is the only way to define positive element. But it turned out this is inclusion. It's always proper, except if n is 1, then you get equality, or A is commutative. In all other cases, they are strictly inclusion. One is bigger than the other. So the tensor become the thing is the sophisticated thing. The order structure cannot carry over by tensor feature. Okay, you cannot get it from this way. You have to build it by your own way to get past the element. For example, this is a random 2 by 2 matrix, a 4 by 4 matrix. It's a random 1 element. So it's a part semi-definite with eigenvalue 2 and 0. So this is saying just by definition. We define that as that, just this one. But it's at all. In the tensor product form, this is just the E11 tensor E11 plus E12 tensor E12 plus E21 tensor E21. Okay. Yeah. So this is a very one element. So in the positive matrix, it's the most simple form. You cannot write it as combination of other elements, except scalar multiple of it. It's extreme modia. It's not sum of any other kind of Riemann element, except the same Riemann. This is extreme. In the cone of the two by three. On the other hand, this code is very simple. We know 2 by 2 matrix. Tensor will be 2 by 2 plus semi-definite matrix. Those ones that extreme one must be RAM 1 tensor RAM 1. Okay, it must be single tensor factor. You cannot get combination. You get more, it won't be that. It's a made up with RAM 1 tensor RAM 1. Yeah, combination of that. So extreme one of them must be RAM 1 tensor RAM 1. On this one, have fewer elements. In particular, extremal elements must be of the form. Of the form C tensor B, where C is positive, B is positive, both are Riemann 1. A Riemann 1 plus semi-definite matrix, 2 by 2 matrix. Now, the aim I mentioned, you take four things together, not a single tensor factor. So it's not those four. So it's outside this category. But it's outside this set. So it cannot be written in this part. So in part of 4x4 matrix, there has a more positive element than in this cone. So this shows that they are inclusion, they are different from each other. So let's, I want to set up with that. The five dimension I met. Then the mapping tensor volume identity keep the first factor no change. It's a linear mapping. So we then look further about how about Hermitian element or how about positive linear mapping and so on. If I Hermitian preserving, then it's still Hermitian preserving. Now that we got from my first lemma, the Hermitian part I can write in those forms. Once preserve Hermitian, you keep on go through the tensor product structure. So it come out that that's true. Finds a positive linear mapping, so that means that finds a positive cone to the positive cone. Now if I tensor factor, and that's most of what we can do. We send this cone into that cone. Obvious definition. But I will care about whether it's a positive cone or not. Now this is not good for tensor structure go in there. So we apply to there may not be a subset. Although this is bigger, okay, this is bigger than that one, but we don't have the conclusion, because the linear mapping only good for A, nothing about bigger element, you got more element involved, so you don't get that. By the way, if possibly a level, you must preserve Hermitian, so Hermitian part still be good, but come to all the structure may not be good. So we need our definition about complete policy and so on. the rest M positive linear mapping, when we put identity here, this is a positive linear mapping. In other words, you preserve the larger, the all the cone you pass there. And phi is complete positive even only if the phi is n positive for all n. For all positive integer n. So immediately we come to the general structure theory. Complete positive map is the smallest, it's a set. You have those inclusions here for n larger than 2. It's keep on larger than inclusion, yeah, it becomes a many, many linear mapping. Somewhere there are more than 30 years ago is that all those classes are different. The linear map. So trace A means the sum of the diagonals of A. So once again, this number, I means the identity. Now, sending the A to this minus A, when you check this mapping is M minus 1 positive. But not positive. But not M positive. So we come to different kinds of n, you do larger size matrix you can get. They're all different from each other. Now this may show that usually we make things like more complicated, we don't know how to classify positive mapping. It's harder to classify two positive mapping. Even harder to do three positive linear mapping. The class are smaller, but even harder to write down what they are. Okay, even we don't know what positive method. The method that the structure theory. Yeah, and that's in early 70s. The following are equivalent. Actually, let phi be if I be a linear map with B is algebra. Then the following condition are equivalent. Five complete process by the definition, yeah, for all tensor is positive. And that's a complicated thing. Find n positive for the precise n there, the n given there. That's a little bit not so complicated, but still sophisticated. It's a harder term for positive method, but only for one n, instead of check all n. Number three is you know the matrix units of that. It's nothing from n by n matrix. So in particular, we look at is the n about to matrix unit Vij with one at the ij component. Actually, phi is defined by that. You know the matrix unit. But the matrix unit put it together, that's n by n matrix over its image. And this is an element in the cone. B. Yeah, and there's no need to emphasize tensor product structure now. I just put that here. On n by n over b, this positive element. And check one single element, see that that's a positive. Okay, it means that one can check it by at least by a finite process, just one entry, whether the element is positive in the bigger cone or not. That is the same, exactly the same as complete positive mapping. One remark, how useful was this one? Of course, once you know the matrix unit, then we know how to apply phi to any element. Okay, so yeah. So, so to be complete positive or not, depending on whether it's in the order structure as a positive element there or not. As we also come to quantum computing, this result become important and useful. But given me that mapping, I want to get this net out. If you find like that, we want to find the entries of the phi and so on. Phi EAJ in this cone. That's a sixth algebra. So if any positive element in the sixth algebra must be in the form of square or positive element, or square or Hermitian element, or in the form of the y star y. I try to do it very general. Okay, if it's y star y, the y must be in this one. Okay, this is it. This is m by m matrix over b. Your every positive element, it must be in this form y star y. And it must be, converse anything like this, we give you a positive element. So this gives a positive element for that one. So if you do this one, then we can figure out the computation. So basically, it depends on n square element there b. So this is, in other words, means that phi is determined by n square elements b1 bij. Pick out any n square element in this order, then it defines a linear, you define phi ij. Of course, you can use a different element, still define the same y star y. That make a little bit sophisticated. That means that you can get a different kind of b to determine the map. But at least, it's determined, but those n square elements will determine the bij. So once we get that, then we can easily to get back our phi. Once again, actually, it determined by that, you can see that it's all obvious that phi ij determined, so phi or any element is defined. So phi a, the sum of the you can get it back by the way that on any A is of just of such form. So that means that the element the B is define the map A. I'm not going to do a general setup, so that in particular I want to go furthermore. Let's find the linear mapping here. To change complete positive, the special case, this M. Let B be M by M matrix, the special case of that. Let this be a linear mapping. To change complete positive or not, we check one element. Complete positive. So the CP map, if only if that. plus the mn in mm by mm matrix there. Any matrix here define the complete positive mapping. So now we want to write down the mapping in terms of this matrix. Let me write on a side. Each 1 by 15 matrix you can write as a bot matrix. It's a 1 by 5. You take 3 bots there. 1 by 5 matrix. Once you get this one, you can move this thing down. And that's a 3 by 5 matrix. Okay, so you can take 1 by 15 mode matrix to a 3 by 5 matrix by just moving the you can move, change one to each other, but that I need for my computation. You can move it around, change the matrix from this to that. So let me put in terminology there to go in the structure there. So phi is phi that. Event B be saying V star EIJ. Here is a one by M and here's a M by M. Here's M by M. So other market become to the each Y is the so here that's the M by M. Each Y day is a 1 by M. So I keep the size all right, that's it. BB star EIJ B of this 4. You put on nature unit, that's the same as Y star YJ. That's the same as the V star V. Okay, sometimes I change the meaning of V star V to the VJ star EIJA. Then I want to say that then say they are complete positive mapping, then there exists an M by M matrices. There exists M by M matrices. VK such that the linear mapping is defined like that. Of course, I need furthermore how to get V. How do I get this kind? I think complete positive mapping to a mapping of this form. Now, this shows that what are complete positive mapping just very naturally can we think about. Left right modified something is complete positive. So, what you get complete positive is nothing more than the summation of that. Okay, most simple kind of mapping are complete positive mapping. So even ignore all definition about tensor product, when we start with complete positive mapping, a definition like that for M by M matrix. Okay, most simple means just left one by one something, and then combination of that. Okay, then it's for this kind of thing. So let me show you the proof. And convince is also obvious. Whenever this condition, you can check the condition, it's immediate, right? So the proof is that this is a positive element there, so it's of the form. You may get this V1, V2, Vn, and matrix. Alright, here's a matrix of N and M. N by N matrix. You write as many row vectors. That's as many as the N row vectors. So here the V1 star, VMM star, of this form. When you do the mixed multiplication, first column times first row only. First column level times second row. Okay, so this is sum of the Okay, for any motivation, just the first column times first row, second column times second row, the third column times third row. It never makes stand out. Okay, so this part exactly the same as the V star K VK. Now, V star VK, each one corresponds to something like that. The VK, VIK, VK. Every small V corresponding one capital V, but this kind of translation. Okay, so this is the same as that. Put down there, so come this far. Now, there's a VIK is of the form there. The true for every EIJ, so true for any element. So phi A equal to that. And conversely also obvious, when you get this one, you can build up your whole matrix and get the whole thing. So that makes a very easy way there. For M by N matrix, we may start with simple definition. Only this kind of map can be positive. We don't care about any other kind of mapping or any sophisticated abstract mapping. So this class we can do everything well. And let's speak for 10 minutes, then I continue about application. And also more general result for infinite dimensional K, we need sign spin direction theorem. at this sort of method, compute plus name from M by N to M by N. The same proof can go from M by N to B of H. Someone remind that. The linear map from M and B compute plus if only is that this matrix. Is plus element. So that turned out by the same tool as the if only phi had a structure. But now you may allow infinitely many. The VK must be of the right size matrix, n by infinity. The infinity should be the size of the matrix. You may kind of uncountably many large size. The coordinate, right? To make it multiplication and come to the end. And the spinning sum could be in the sum product topology. That is some operator topology. The proof is exactly the same as before. Only thing here, I come to V of H. That's a big universe way. Actually, without more generality. H is L2. Of course, you can put many, many of L2, then you put the more summation. You can uncount many. But we switch to L2, you come to infinity matrix. In that case, on this one, you still write it as V. At some time, the sum of it. This means like infinity matrices, row matrix, infinity size. Okay, again, there's computation for each one. Still among the same thing, you get all results the same. So this can carry over to B of H. But it cannot carry over to general B. With general B, I don't know its meaning for each thin column has no meaning. So it won't work for N by N to B. You don't have this kind of thing. Okay? Because the very thin column has no meaning. Single row matrix has no meaning for the there. Yeah. But anyway, that's coming. Now, of course, this only works for the n by n. If the domain is not n by n matrix, there's no simple way like to check that compute positive. Okay, so you may come with just you need a definition to say something is compute positive. But we still have structure theory. But at least we don't have the easy way to check the entry wise like that. What do you tell anything is positive? You don't have simple thing like this, right? So we come to science thing theorem, become the structure theory. For the it's easy the way that we know what kind of math can be positive. So, okay, then you don't care about definition to get out some tensor product to be positive or not. Let me do something with a quantum computer. Before there's something about quantum mechanics, there's something there called quantum information. But then later on, the realization as a quantum computer come out. and demand was one qubit computer. It was realized in 1997. Yeah, that means people, if this is happy, that means that their dream can become true, 1997. Okay, later on, and the 12 qubit is the most recent one. Oh, 06, that's in May. And David Please show me what is the 7 qubit computer. If something looks like seeing the thing, you can put your person in. Yep, that means not too big anyway. You can put the person in. That's if you solve some more problem in complete positive mapping, then maybe we're able to reduce that to a notebook computer. But that you need to do more work. And that problem will make it simple or not. But David could not tell me how to size 12 qubit. He has no idea. Just to use it in a way. Or maybe just in theory. In principle, you make it up, but not functioning yet. So anyway, you want to get a, what's a qubit computer? You want to get a commercial package or one qubit computer. What you get will be You need the adapter, the USB adapter, sort of called qubit external quantum drive. Maybe a USB adapter, so you attach to your PC computer, you need adapter, okay? And then plus a S2 input. As thick as an apple or an orange, that's the input. That's the quantum input. Let me put that. S2 is quantum input. So what I mean is that instead of using keyboard, okay, forget about keyboard, you got a ball. That's S2. Okay, of course you need external drive to put in, attached to your PC, otherwise it cannot work anyway, okay. So it touch this one, it will show the map Ontario come out. It makes smaller than Toronto. Even smaller, it comes to Fields Institute. Even smaller, you can see us showing in the computer. That's the input system. Okay, instead of the discrete input. But that's only one qubit. One qubit computer will be such as the input become like that. So let me explain what they are in my verbal language. The language changed very much before the physics people do your own language. But then computer science cannot understand it. They change all terminology completely to fit in the computer science field. Let me show you what's the one bit. One 1 bit with binary integer. Probability. If probability is 0, 1. If it's one button, you push it or not, 0 or 1, let it in or not, the probability could be any real number from 0 to 1. So that's 1 bit. A 3 bit. There are 3 buttons. Each one can put on and off. So there are 2 to the power 3, 8 cases. So 0, 1, 0, 1. 2 to the power 3 cases. 0, 1, 0, 1, 0. That 3 bit, the same. Okay. Now I want to. Nowadays we come to, yeah. So the n bit. 0, 1 to the power n. When our n is up, usual PC, n equal to 31. The 2 to the power 31 is a 10 gigabyte. Is it 10 gigabyte? No. 2 to the power, no. I don't want 2 to the power, 2 to the power 30, let me say. 2 to the power 30 is a 1 gigabyte. Okay, your memory runs so many. That means that's the input system. However, let me remind you, it's not easy to make this input. It's very impossible. It's impossible even to put 30 keyboards. You can pass some of key at the same time. Usually, you don't do it. Okay. So you may still go back to old time, you have a punch card. It's a one row with the 30 holes, either in and on, either full or not full. That's the input. Okay. Right now, your keyboard system will not allow you to pass even 2 keys at the same time, except special keys. So, in principle, if you try to make this usual thing, it's very hard. The 30, you make it, you can pass the key simultaneously. Usually, they don't do it like that. But still, in theory, we try to say it like that. So, how's the matrix come out? If 1 bit corresponds to a random 1 diagonal 2x2 projection, projection matrix means the eigenvalue is 0 or 1. We let that correspond to there. Diagonal 2x2 projection matrix. That means 1000 or 0001. Ran one diagonal 2x2. Yeah, that's all. Either this or that. Okay, that's 1 bit computer. Then 3 bit corresponds to ran one diagonal 8x8 projections. We want to run one diagonal matrix. That's projection, that means only one there. So there's 0 others. I want diagonal too. Run one diagonal matrix. So this as a tensor product. You put 3 or 3 into tensor product there. So you got 8x8 matrix. Yeah, I mean tensor product of 3 matrix. each is this or that. Okay, it looks very stupid to use a matrix, really. Okay, well, I don't mean the diagonal. But the way I put in there, I allow the room for us to put in the quantum computer in. We go along to non-diagonal thing. So what's n qubit now? One qubit corresponds a point on S2. Here I don't have matrix theory at this moment, okay? The pupil is a position on S2 as an electron can move in any direction. To move freely. I mean in any direction, so the S2 means, okay? So you can move any direction as you like, that's become the S2. So what's S2 in mathematics? A 2x2 matrix. Yeah, S2 can be realized just the S squared plus Y squared plus Z squared into 1. That can be realized as a 2x2 matrix, the X, Y, Z in this form. But this, as we realize, this is a good matrix. These are all RAN1. They are linear independent. A post semi-definite. They are RAN1 projections, 2x2 projections. A square of it is the same as itself for any of those 2x2 matrix. Conversely, any 2x2 matrix with eigenvalue 1 and 0, Hermitian element, they must be one of those four. Okay, so that we make the identification. We all ran 1 2x2 projections. That's the same as all one-dimensional subspaces. C2. The projection projects to one-dimensional space, so exactly any subspace there. You classify that one-dimensional space. Now however, you see in the beginning, people in physics, they had to say in terms of S2. The people in general engineering, they can never understand what subspace, linear subspace, or C2, one-dimensional. They know R4, four-dimensional. They understand two-dimensional subspace of R4, but they don't understand complexification, yeah. As a linear subspace of that one, most engineering cannot understand what it is. Even they said they understand it. They cannot put in application, okay? So the best way is not to say this way. I would say a matrix. That's something you can see. So along this line, we come to the density matrix. So the best symmetry are the commutative combination. A common combination of Riemann projections. And that's the same as post semi-definite matrices of trace one. Okay, so we come to yeah. I see that's the same in the 2x2 matrix case. Oh, here I'm allowed to more general, but in 2x2 matrix, this is exactly the same 1/2 of the combination of everything is 1 minus x, 1 plus x. That is the solid sphere. Instead of S2 outside, inside there, that's S2. Okay, that's one key big thing come in. The solid ball with S2 as boundary. Yeah, that's something we can do everything for the quantum computing. We come with the word n qubit. N qubit is n qubits. One dimensional subspace as a compact subspace of CN. As simple as that. So projectively know what it means. Okay? But the people of C to power 2n. You may mean it mathematically, but this is exactly the same as when you come to real computation, so Riemann projections. As a matrix, a Hermitian matrix, with one and zero eigenvalue. When one is only one eigenvalue, one, the all other zero. When one projections is m to m by 2n. So when you come to 12-bit computer, the size is very big. One qubit is just like that. You think of one qubit is very powerful already, but that's not true for computer science. They don't agree. They think this are more. This is far more complicated than S2. S2 is mathematical, it's a trivial thing. That's more complicated. You're much more combinatorial thing than in 2 to the power 30 than S2. Okay, S2 is too like simple of the anime. Even if I'm cutting very point. However, when you come to this, it's far more than. It's a Riemann projection and 2n by 2n matrix. Okay, instead of diagonal, and allow it to be non-diagonal, so different just that. This could be non-diagonal projection. If diagonal, just be exactly one entry. Come to there. So Riemann projection. One thing is very hard is that people will misunderstand that. It's not the same as that. So come to this one. It's not the tensor product of an M matrix. Where each is a Riemann 2x2 projection. But that makes it hard. That's a mathematics we understand well. Because more projections, not mixing with the tensor part away. So in other words, when I come to 2 qubits, I cannot use 2 orange, one after the other. for the input. You cannot do it. Okay, but for diagonal one, the bit, you can change it. Okay, you use the button, you press twice, once this one, the next time. The same as two buttons. Okay, you can sequential doesn't matter. But here, test one won't work. So even 2 GB computer is too complicated. You need a matrix theory to work out. So what is the quantum channel? Quantum channel means a send input to input. Send information in information. So best easy way is identity mapping. But that will be useless. Okay, you send a message exactly as what you want to other people. The identity mapping is a good mapping. But certainly most days we don't use it. You need other mapping the other people cannot see. So a quantum channel. Complete post-linear map. From end to end to end to end. Such that 5 preserved traces. The traces. By the structure theory, I will tell you that this is the same as that. By sort of theory that to preserve trace any one is a condition, sum of Vj star Vj is I is 1. So that the trace of phi A is the trace of A. That's extra condition there. So what's the math algorithm? Let me just say this very quickly. What's quantum computing set up is the two Hilbert space. The system Hilbert space usually five dimensional. In the beginning of one qubit computer, just only two dimensional. Its environment, the environment of the space. This is the space. This dimension of the environment is larger than dimension of the system space. Environment is much bigger. And this is all infinite. So in this case, we come to what's the quantum operation? Actually, quantum operation is just the same as a quantum channel. Okay, they're the same, they're different. What's the quantum channel? It's a linear map. Phi. from the system space to the system space. Fighting search traces. You need a condition because the trace are the property. We want to keep that. Keep the trace. Another property is that the identity function tensor phi from environment state tensor, environment space HS. It's positive. Now, as positive level is really complicated, of course, it just at that definition, then we can no way to find out anything. But however, by our structure theory, that means the phi is the k positive, where the k is bigger than of the Hilbert space of H. But one result I mentioned that whenever that is large enough, it must be complete positive. Because the important thing is this space of dimension larger than that, okay? So at least as the n positive, as the dimension E, but n is larger than dimension of the system space, so it cannot be complete positive. So by structure theory before, so we are very much sure they did not turn out. It turned out be phi must be complete positive. Yeah, that turned out to be many reasons how people work on that matrix there. So many questions become to the complete positive mapping become realization is that given complete positive mapping, how can phi inverse? That means I send that information to you, how you get that information back. That become more concrete problem on it. Or more precise question that you don't find inverse on the whole thing. You only find inverse on the subset, on the subspace. Okay, that's more meaningful question. Many mappings not one-to-one, cannot get back it. But you want to get partial information to get back it. So this kind of more about structure theory about that. But anyway, I still want to say one more thing, the science thing. Now for general C algebra, infinite dimension C algebra, not easy to define the complete positive, may use the definition. One of the easy ways is that the star homomorphism, that's complete positive. It preserves for all H-big structure. Or they're too good. But this is a complete positive mapping. Or another way we say that A representation is star representation of A on the Hilbert space. These are good. Another thing is that the map of the farm. A will meet by AB, we approach AB. This map is complete process. So the scientist here said that these are the things we need for complete process mapping. We just use that. Okay? For five dimensional case, we don't need any representation, okay? You can ignore this part. We want this kind of mapping. The combination of that are all complete positive. But even in that case, I need one more thing. I want this kind of representation. It may change the look of A completely, but still, it's a multiplicative thing. So the science, the theorem. Science thing. If I talk about that 5D complete partial mapping from the C subject A to B of H. Now here I image you, I must need B of H. Just C subject B is not good. Okay, of course B can put in B of H to get result. But not anything you can bring it back to original B. So I need B of H to do it. Then there exists a Hilbert space K and a bound operator V from H to K. That's that. It's just decomposition one thing. One is the representation. The other one just left, right, modify V. And that's all that thing. Just a symbolic tensor product notated again as a linear space. There has to be a linear space of this one, open convex field. There has to be this one. It's endowed with this subquilinear form. So we apply the phi to A through psi A1, and then in the product with the vector, I mean psi 2, for any tensor pattern like that. Now, any element is a combination of that, so we can extend the definition this way. Now, one thing immediately is that phi is complete positive. implies that this is semi-definite. The positive semi-definite. So almost a Hilbert space, or in a polar space, only thing you make a zero vector. So divide out the zero vector, you get in a polar space. And then we get, so this one, divide out by the kernel. It's an inner polar space. So I want Hilbert space. I take the completion of that. Be the completion of the P of the inner polar space. Be the completion at the Hilbert space. So only thing I still have to define pi and so on. Divide LA as a left multiplication. On A. So in other words, the LA X just the AX. LA, yeah, just AX on that space. So in this way that A to LA tensor with identity works well. It's an algebraic. Homeomorphism from A to the linear space to S, or as the algebraic as well from there. Okay, only thing I need more kernel, I can still keep the algebraic structure. I mean the most important, I will keep the structure there. Okay, so that I keep it, and then Q of the state, okay. So this is my pi from A to V of K. At this work on that state, but that state you also to the kernel. So we can preserve the algebraic structure of the kernel. So final thing, I need one more thing is that V from H to K define V from the any vector identity tensor the vector. I is in the algebra, so this one plus the kernel. I mean, plus the null state as the inner polar space, or the y that is equal to 0. Yeah, then you can check that all result true. Okay, but this kind of result that people know in pure algebraic setup. Okay, without C-star algebra theory. is long before that. Nothing can be do this kind of thing. But for this algebra, anything extra, we have to do it for the inner quarter part to get a super series back in the structure. Otherwise, the same kind of a presentation theory to do it. Or if phi are good that you don't take the kernel, then of course you can just get the mapping without the kernel. It's just a regular representation that we put for the purpose. So only here, furthermore, is the kernel. Yeah, so that's all I want to say. And next week, can we do something more on other topic? Yeah, the star, yeah, the star make it the subsquare linear.
So
yeah.
where are you getting the star on the Hilbert space?
Okay, no. The A2 are the sys algebra. Yeah. So sys algebra, you don't have the A2 star.
That is right.
That's right.
No, but why is
the A2? Those are vector. You apply the vector. Okay, the vector in this form. This is an operator. That's a vector. The vector, you inner product, that this means same inner product on the other side. Okay, I use the notation like that, yeah. Okay, this is exactly the inner product on the other side. Okay, that means you want to polymerize on there. At the star there, there's a star here. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, you see that. That's right, yeah.
And then
that's right, yeah. Or mathematical, whenever you see anything, you can move this one to the other side. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in the symbol, the matrix notation, they don't care about put this way.
Mm-hmm.
They all move the thing there.
Okay.
Then there you say in a, yeah. Then the inner point defined as just like that. Or whenever inner point, you don't move it to other side. That means that mean not you don't put the bracket there. Or define that like that because
yeah.
That's a vector. You do the other way, right? The call method, row vector. You can check that subscribe linear in one variable and on the other variable, yeah.